Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A little bit on the baseball locals from Sunday. The Yankees bouncing back after a rough first three games against Boston where they scored four runs total. They had the home run bats going last night, though.
2-1. Pitch to Jazz. Swing on deep drive. Right field. It's hit hard. Going, going. Goodbye. Jazz Chisholm, everybody, with a home run tonight. His second two-run shot.
Dave Sims, eighth inning call here on The Fan as Jazz had career home runs number 100 and 101 last night. Trent Grisham also went deep twice, giving him 25 on the years. The Yanks beat the Red Sox 7-2 to avoid a four-game sweep at the stadium, which would have been the first for Boston in the Bronx since 1939. The four-game variety, right. Not any sweep. Meaningful night for Chisholm. He has the two home runs, and as he revealed afterwards, playing with a bit of a heavy heart.
It felt kind of surreal. You know, I lost my best friend yesterday. Today felt like a different type of day, especially with the 100th home run coming today and everything, you know.
Didn't get any details on the situation.
You know, it's interesting about that, though.
Yeah,
you know, I was talking about him yesterday. Now, he didn't get the start in Saturday's game. No idea that he was going through that. None of us did. And I'm sitting there talking about what I thought was a very non-competitive at bat when they put him in with two guys on down 5. I think they were down 5-1 at the time. And like I'm sitting like that's just a brutal at bat.
Yeah,
we have no idea what these guys are dealing with. And then to hear that, you almost wonder why he wasn't just told, "Hey, you're not getting an at bat. Just go clear your mind today." But now you see maybe why he wasn't in the lineup and why that at-bat looked so bad.
Yes. Anthony Volpe not in the lineup last night, at least at the start. He did get in late defensively as the Yankees are giving him a little bit of a mental rest, soft reset, as he's apparently not going to be in the lineup tonight either. He's been told he'll return on Tuesday. Yankees are opening a three-game series with the Nationals this evening. You got Cam Schlittler and Brad Lord on the mound for the opener. Pre-game 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Yanks are a half game up on Seattle for the third wild card spot and a half game back of Boston, though they are even in the loss column. Mention the Mariners, Cal Raleigh with home runs 48 and 49 in a victory over the A's as he sets the new single season record for home runs by a catcher. Down to Atlanta, chance for the Mets to sweep a three-game series from the Braves. They had an early 2-0 lead against Bryce Elder and his 6-plus ERA. They weren't able to add on, and eventually Atlanta would take the lead back.
0-1. Line towards center. Here comes Mullins down for a base hit and bounces by. Albies is in. Murphy right behind. Brujan goes to third. Two runs are in. Profar brings them both home, and it's 4-2 now, Atlanta in the eighth.
I don't know that I ever saw an overhead shot. If he fields that cleanly in center field, does that second run come in?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But, was it ruled an error?
I don't think so. Not that I saw.
Just a two-run single.
Pretty sure two-run single, yeah.
Because, I never...
All the runs were earned for the Mets
pitchers. That gets out there pretty quick.
Yeah, that's on them fast.
And two outs, obviously, running with contact.
For sure. Yeah. I'm just curious, because obviously the run turned out to be a big deal, as you pointed out. So.
Yep. Gregory Soto giving it up in that frame. Mets lose 4-3. They did get a Juan Soto RBI single in the ninth and had a couple of cracks at it with runners aboard, but Alonso and McNeil both popped up to end it. So another day, 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, 10 left aboard, as they miss out on a chance to end the weekend on a high note. They
and
do
Alonso
win
was
the series.
0-for-5 in the game, too.
Yeah, he's gone cold again.
Sure
so
has.
Maybe September he can ramp it back up.
That'd
they
be
could
good.
Certainly use that. You know, Lindor has gotten hot with his hitting streak. Or did he? I didn't look. Did he have a hit
And
yesterday?
Even Soto, that base hit you just referenced, I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, he went with it.
Off going with, that's what you've been waiting for, swings
nice
like
line
that.
Drive ball off the plate, just kind of serve it out
Absolutely.
There to the left.
And Lindor did, he had hits for sure.
That's
because
12.
He was part of that ninth inning where they got two on.
12 games.
So it was 100% had hits yesterday.
Mets back home for three with the Phillies. You've got Kodai Senga, Christopher Sanchez tonight. That'll be a 7:10 first pitch Odyssey Mets Radio. Mets still game and a half up on the Reds, who dropped 2 out of 3 to Arizona over the weekend, but they did win on Sunday. Quickly, let's do, I want to do two more from that whole Daniil Medvedev situation at the U.S. Open last night. So we played the audio earlier of the ruling from the chair umpire about redoing the first serve with the photographer coming out onto the court of match point. So he did end up coming back to win that set and then won the next set. Medvedev
Six
did.
Love.
To, right. To, yeah. So you're thinking he's got all the momentum now. Yes. He got the crowd jacked up. It's back on his side. They go to the fifth set. He ends up losing. And then this was some of that as the broadcast was wrapping up and the Frenchman there is celebrating his victory. Medvedev's on the side and he goes into racket destruction mode, which you'll hear in the background over the announcers here.
What did Rodney Opelka say?
Oh, that's not the right one. Hang on. That was him yelling about the chair.
Seemingly settling in at the end. The rackets are going now. It's carnage out there.
Ugly scenes.
Needs to be careful here.
It even sounds like sometimes in the baseball game, like with like two strikes, or they get the start the clap.
Sounds like the Astros hitting the trash cans.
Yeah,
there.
And it continues.
Bonzi got him at Wimbledon.
This is too much now. He'd do well to just get himself off the court.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like
pretty
losing
much
his mind in real time.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
All right.
I like passion.
Oh, there's
I
passion.
Want you to be upset.
Yeah. A lot of passion.
I'm okay with it.
He's now, I think it's more so the way this year has gone for him, and he's had a couple of like other meltdowns that people are a little concerned about the anger.
It.
But in this particular instance, yeah, I kind of get what you're saying.
By the way, you want to feel old? And we
not
all
really.
Not, yeah, no.
I don't want to feel
well,
old.
You're going to.
All right.
We all know this, but to see it like in print. So Venus Williams, she got a wild card into this event.
Okay.
The headline. 45-year-old Venus Williams. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I knew she wasn't 30 anymore.
What was the point of the age, though? Why would throw the age out there?
I think pointing out that she's still playing in the U.S. Open, even though it's a wild card.
I just saw the headline.
45.
Like, oh, my God. It seems like a...
She's 45.
Seems like a dig instead of, like...
No, I think it's a compliment, actually.
I would say so, too. The fact that she's still
capable of
playing. Well,
women are so, like, weird about their age. So, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't really where I was going. I just thought it was.
That's a little different than, hey...
But that's how I perceived it.
Young Venus Williams is 45.
Yeah.
What the hell? 45 old woman still doing it.
And Serena, by the way, just because we mentioned Venus... is on one of the weight loss drugs, too.
Yeah, have you seen the picture of her? She's gotten, like, real, real thin.
Looks good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.